Our
Heavenly Father, we exalt your name this morning.
We think about your love, we think about your loving kindness.
We
even thought about what it costed you to come and die on the cross of Calvary for our sake. We look at it that is a great love. And that is why we say to you, be the glory forever and ever. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
We
have come into your presence this morning, O God. Pray, O Lord, that you bring down your power. Bring down your glory. Let everybody be blessed this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Open our heart.
Amen.
Open our spiritual
ear.
Open our spiritual ear.
Amen.
Let's hear from you, O God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. For Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Before you sit down, you pray this prayer. You lift up your voice and call the name of Jesus Christ. That Jesus, because of your death on the cross of Calvary, deliver me from the demon of excuse. Deliver me from the demon of excuse. Set me free today, O Lord. Use your blood to set me free. Use your blood to deliver me completely. Shout and pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
It shall be so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's have a seat. I welcome everybody to this glorious service in Jesus' name.
You
are hearing us from anywhere, maybe through media or sitting like this, hearing us. This is Glorious Assembly Ministry
headquarter. Glorious Assembly Ministry.
I so much believe God that is going to talk live this morning in Jesus' name. And your life will never remain the same in the name of the Lord. There is a topic that we want to consider this morning. Though it's not something strange to us as Christians,
but
it's a very dangerous thing if you refuse to wage war against it and overcome it before Christ comes. Excuses.
Awawi.
Excuses.
Awawi.
If you listen to the choir very well this morning, you will know that we sing a song. As we were singing that song in Ibadan here, they are singing it at Mose in Oro in Isenyin as well.
Bi ati ko ni Ibadan bi be na ni won ko ni Isenyin won ko ni Oro be na ko ni Imose.
So it means that God wants to point our attention to something this morning.
Yen ni pe Olorun fe ka se akesi nkankan ni oworo yi.
God led his servants to tell us to sing that song in every Glorious Assembly Ministry church this morning. And if you put your mind there and you were following as we sing, you will know that the words in the song is pointing to the work of salvation that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary.
Yẹn tó bá yẹ kó wá fi ọkàn sí orin yìí bí wọ́n ti kọ́ láàárọ̀ yìí, ó ń sọ nípa iṣẹ́ ìgbàlà tí Jésù Kristì ṣe lórí igi àgbélébù.
There is no how your life can give glory to God. As we sing glory be to God, your life cannot give glory to God. If you are still giving excuses, you don't accept that Jesus Christ into your life. And you see all the things that Jesus has done for your sake, yet you are still giving excuses. You don't give your life unto him. There is no how such people's life can give glory to God.
Ẹni tó bá ń kọ ògo ni fún Olúwa, tí ayé rẹ̀ gan wà fi ògo fọlọ́run tó sì ń ṣe àwáwí tó kọ̀ láti gba Jésù Kristì ní Olúwa àtolùgbàlà rẹ̀, irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ayé rẹ̀ ò fògo fọlọ́run.
Excuses.
Àwáwí.
You know, these excuses is a sin that has started even from the beginning of marriage.
Ṣe rí àwáwí, ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ìpẹ̀pẹ̀ nígbà tí a bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní ìtàn ìran ènìyàn.
It started from the Garden of Eden when man fell.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ìgbà ọgbà Édẹ́nì nígbà tí ènìyàn tó ṣubú.
It's a sinful nature that everybody needs to fight against and make sure that you overcome it.
Ṣe rí ìṣẹ̀dá yìí, ìṣẹ̀dá ènìyàn ni, ìtọ́ yẹ pé ó yẹ kéèyàn wọ ìyá àjà, kó wọ ìyá àjà kadì pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ láti lè borí rẹ̀.
With all what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary, I don't think anybody needs to give any excuse.
Iṣẹ́ ìgbàlà tí Jésù Kristì ṣe lórí igi àgbélébù, mo lérò pé kò sí ẹnìkankan tó lè ṣe àwáwí rẹ̀.
But until today, people are still laying excuses of not giving their life to Jesus because it's a sinful nature that somebody needs to fight against.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó wá ṣe ní láàánú pé àwọn ènìyàn sì ń ṣe àwáwí torí pé wọ́n kọ̀ láti wọ̀yá àjà pẹ̀lú ìṣẹ̀dá àwáwí yìí.
Literally, if you want to consider the meaning of excuse, it means seeking to lessen the blame attached to a fault.
Yẹn a fẹ́ gbé àṣẹ tá a fẹ́ mọ nǹkan tó ń jẹ́ àwáwí, yẹn ni pé láti máa wá ohun kéékèèké láti lè mú ẹ̀bi sí nǹkan tí èèyàn ṣe.
Rárá, láti mú ìwúwo ẹ̀bi ohun tí èèyàn ṣe láti mú ìwúwo rẹ̀ láti mú wálé. Kó má bàa wúwo.
Okay, he's seeking to lessen the blame and the fault attached to one's offense.
Meaning that if anybody made any mistake, a way of breaking down the gravity of the offenses or the fault that the person has made is excuse.
Yẹn ni pé ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá ṣe àṣìṣe tàbí tó ṣe nǹkan tí ó lòdì tó wá ń wá àwáwí láti lè mú kí ohun òṣùwọ̀n ohun tó ṣe yẹn láti lè fà á wá sílẹ̀ kó má bàa gbé wọn.
Or trying to justify oneself or shifting blame to others.
Yẹn ni ìdá lára ẹni tàbí láti máa gbé ẹ̀bi fún ẹlòmíràn.
The way Yorùbá say it, in fact, has meaning more than the way English say it.
Bí àgbékalẹ̀ Yorùbá ṣe ṣe, ó tún wá gbú owó ó ní ìtumọ̀ ju bí èdè òyìnbó ṣe sọ lọ.
Yorùbá say, àwa we dey search for it and they want to turn it. Wọ́n wá lọ ni.
That means they search for it and in order to tender it as an excuse.
As I've told us, this thing has started with mankind, even from the beginning.
Mo ti sọ fún wa pé èyí ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìṣẹ̀dá ènìyàn láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀ wá.
Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 3 where man fell. You see how excuses started from there.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká lọ sí Bíbélì nínú Genesis orí kẹta. Ká lọ wo bí ènìyàn bó ti ṣù nípasẹ̀ àwáwí.
We are going to start from verse 9.
A máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Genesis chapter 3 from verse 9.
Genesis orí kẹta.
If you are there, shout one hallelujah to the Lord.
Bó o bá ti débẹ̀, kí hallelujah kan sí Ọlọ́run.
Genesis is not difficult to open and open.
Genesis kò ṣòro láti ṣí, ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣí.
Open it fast because of our time.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣí kíákíá torí àkókò wa.
Chapter 3 from verse 9 is a very common story.
Orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou?
Olúwa Ọlọ́run sì kọ sí Ádámù, ó sì wí fún pé, níbo ni ìwọ wà?
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Underline where art thou?
Olúwa Ọlọ́run sì kọ sí Ádámù, ó sì wí fún pé, níbo ni ìwọ wà? Ẹ jẹ́ ká fàlà sí, níbo ni ìwọ wà?
Ẹjọ́ lórí ìjókòó tá a wà yẹn tí èèyàn kan bá dé báyìí tó gbìyìn pé ẹjọ́ bóyá lórí fóònù tó ní ẹ̀ ló mọ́ mi sí e, níbo ni ẹ̀yin wà? Ẹjọ́ mà kí lẹ wí.
Please, if somebody should just come into the church now and call, maybe he called on the phone and asked, Mommy CA, please, where are thou?
Well, listen to the answer that Adam gave unto the Lord.
And he said, I
heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.
o si wi pe mo gbo ohun re ninu ogba eru si ba mi ni iwowo mo si fara pamo se en ti olorun bere lowo
God knew that Adam wasn't where he left him.
Olorun mo e pe Adam o si nibi ti ohun fi si.
God knew where he left him.
Olorun mo bi to fi si tele.
Knew that he has left his duty post.
O mo e ko ti kuro loju opo re.
Knew that is no more in the spiritual condition he left him.
O mo e ko ti kuro inu ipo emi to ohun fi left him.
He is the God Almighty, he knew everything, but he was asking Adam where Adam.
O ni Olorun alaye to mo ohun gbogbo o si wa tun bi Adam lere pe nibo ni iwo wa.
But Adam was telling God, I had a voice.
Sugar Adam wa so pe emi ko ohun re.
Just to lay excuse, he was telling God that it was the garden where you put me that I was. I had your voice there.
Lati so awari o so fun Olorun pe ibi to fi mi sinu ogba to fi mi si ibe na mo wa.
And immediately you call me, I should have answered you.
Pe ti wa pe mi loko lo ye ki da yin lo.
But because I was naked.
Sugar tori pe mo wa ni o.
That is why I had your voice and I didn't answer you.
Lóòótọ́ mo gbóhùn yín ṣùgbọ́n mi ìdá yín lóhùn.
And God now answered that, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
Ọlọ́run sì dá lóhùn báyìí pé ó sì wí pé ta ló wí fún ọ pé ìwọ wà ní ìhòhò ìwọ a ti jẹ nínú igi ni nínú èyí tí mo pàṣẹ fún ọ pé kí ìwọ kò gbọdọ̀ jẹ.
The second question is, who told thee that thou was naked?
Ìbéèrè ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kejì ni pé ta ló sọ fún ọpọ wà ní ìhòhò.
Kò dáhùn ìbéèrè yẹn o.
Ìdí ni another question.
The third question is that.
Ìbéèrè kẹta.
Hast thou eaten of the tree where I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
Nínú igi ni nínú èyí tí mo pàṣẹ fún ọ pé ìwọ kò gbọdọ̀ jẹ.
Adam didn't answer any of these three questions.
Adam kò dáhùn kankan ní ìbéèrè mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta tí Ọlọ́run bí.
Instead of answering God, he was laying excuse.
Dípò kó dá Ọlọ́run lóhùn ṣe ló ń ṣe àwáwí.
And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did it. Ṣé n tán bí ló ń dáhùn yẹn?
Ọkùnrin náà sì wí pé obìnrin tí ìwọ fi pẹ̀lú mi òun ni ó fún mi nínú èso igi náà èmi sì jẹ́ ẹjọ́. Is that the question God asked him?
Ṣé o ti jẹ nínú èso tí mo ní o gbúdọ̀ jẹ ń bẹ̀?
Have you
yes or no?
Have you eaten out of the fruit which I told you not to eat? Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àbí bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Ta ló sọ fún ọ pé o wà ní o lágbẹ́jọ́ tàbí tàmẹ̀dù?
Kò dáhùn. Who asked you and told you that you are naked? Is it this or that? He didn't answer.
Ṣùrí nígbà tó bá ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bèèrè direct question lọ́wọ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
You see, anytime we've been asked a direct question from a child of God.
Pé ibo lẹ ti ń bọ̀.
Where are you coming from?
Àwọn ni excuse me sir.
Ṣé ẹ
nígbà tó bẹ́ẹ̀ parí ìsìn ní àárọ̀ yìí?
When we wanted to finish service this morning.
Ìgbà yẹn ni mo wá gba kọ́ kan.
That was when I received one call.
Ìgbà tí fóònù yẹn kọ́kọ́ dún mi ìfẹ́ gbé o.
When the phone rang, I didn't want to pick it initially.
Torí mo wò pé church premises láti wá àti kúrò ní church premises.
Because I was thinking that we are still within the church premises.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀mí kankan ni n gbé.
But one spirit told me, answer the call.
Mo ti fọ́ àgbẹ̀ tán.
When I answered the call.
Ìgbà ni mo wá rí pé ẹnìkan wá ní kí n wá gbowó ní Iwo Road.
That was when I heard that somebody said I should come and collect money at Iwo Road.
Ṣé ẹ wá rí go slow that way?
If you see this traffic hold up.
Àbí bí ẹn pè ní èṣe Sunday.
As if today is not Sunday.
Gbogbo ọ̀nà block ni.
Everywhere was blocked.
Kí n tó wá láàyè mo rí fọ́.
Before I could even get out of the traffic.
Ibo lẹ lọ.
Where are you coming from?
Ẹ gbọ́ gbogbo nǹkan tó ti ń ṣá.
Now see all the things
that are
seeking.
Tó ń wá wí.
Gathering them, seeking for them and gathering them together.
Ẹ̀mí ìṣùgbọ́ ògì kan ni ẹ̀mí àwárí o.
It's a demon on its own.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó jẹ́ ìkan nínú àwọn kọlọkọlọ kéékèèké tó ń ba èso àjàrà jẹ́.
And it's one of the little foxes that destroys the vineyard.
Sori ẹ̀mí èṣù àwáwí ó jẹ́ nítorí pé tí èèyàn bá gbógun tí yóò ti èèyàn lọ sí ọ̀run afárá.
You see the demon of excuse, if you don't wage war against it, it can drag one into your fire.
Nítorí pé àjogúnbá ni ìṣẹ̀dá ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ni wàá rí pé ó máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lóòrèkóòrè fún ẹni tí ò bá ti borí ẹ rárá.
Because it's a nature of sin inherited right from the beginning of Adam, because if one cannot overcome flesh.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Kò wá mọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
It's not left that alone.
Verse 13.
Ezeketa
and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? Ọlọ́run ti ẹ̀sùn wá wọ pé wẹ́ ṣe pé obìnrin ló ló fún un. Bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ pé obìnrin yẹn ò sí mẹ́gbà tó lọ́run fún ní ìlànà àti òfin àtẹ ẹlé o.
Yes. Olúwa Ọlọ́run sì bi obìnrin náà pé ewo ni ìwọ ṣe yìí. Despite the fact that when God was giving instruction to Adam, Eve was not there.
What is it that thou art done?
Ewo ni iwo se yi?
What is it that thou art done?
Ewo ni iwo se yi?
And the woman said,
obirin na si wi pe,
the serpent beguiled me and I did eat.
Ejoli o ton mi, mo si je.
She down ibere t'Olorun tun bi mama niyan.
Is that the question God asked the mother?
Ewo ni eyin se yi?
What is it that you have done?
Ola, e wa wo.
Says,
"Sheri, eso yen ni ibere pepe ngba to kokko mu eso yen de."
See that fruit initially when it brought it?
Emi na kokko ran ti mother be ni pe Olorun ni a ma je.
I first remember that it seems as if God told us that we should not eat it.
Ṣùgbọ́n dẹ̀ mú èso yẹn dání báyìí bó ṣe ń lọ wájú ló ń lo ẹ̀yìn bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ń ṣàlàyé bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ń ṣe gbogbo àlàyé lóríṣiríṣiríṣi.
And he beheld the fruit and was explaining from the left to the center to the right, giving all explanation.
Ẹ̀kan náà ó lóun kàn tán òun ni.
Suddenly he just deceived me.
Lò wá gbà á lò wá jẹ́.
Then he now took it and ate it.
Àwáwí.
Excuse.
Àwáwí.
Excuse.
Kí ni ohun tí ìwọ ṣe yìí?
What is it that you have done?
Ihun tó ṣe yìí fún lórúkọ, kí ni ìtumọ̀ tó ṣe?
This thing that you have done, name it.
Ṣé ihun tó ṣe yìí kí ló ń pè?
What you have done, what name is it?
Èyí tí ọmọ Ọlọ́run mi ò fi sọ pé mo parọ́ ni.
Instead of a child of God to say, ṣé I don't know the lie.
Ṣé a rí ní tẹ́ẹ̀ mi pé kí ni mo pè mí gan-an ti mo rúkọ ẹ̀? Irọ́ ni mo pa.
The question you have asked me that, what have I done? I know the name. I know the name.
Èyí ló yẹ kí Eva ní Olúwa mo ti dalẹ̀. Ṣẹ́rí tẹ́rí mo ṣe òun ni mo ṣe mo ti jẹ́.
And instead of Eve to say God have betrayed you, what you ask me not to do, I have done it.
Tó yẹ kí Adam sọ pé bàbá ọ̀dàlẹ̀ ni mí o, ṣe pé mi àti ìlàjọ wà mẹ́gbẹ́ fún mi lófin, ẹ sì ní mo jẹ oṣù ṣùgbọ́n mo jẹ́.
And instead of Adam to say God, I'm a betrayer, what you ask me not to eat, I have eaten it.
Nítorí pé Adam ó wà tí ó wí ó wà lọ ni, Eva náà wà tó wù á rí pé ìṣẹ̀dá ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tí ènìyàn jogún bá ní àfi tó bá gbógun tí ló lè bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ o.
Now we could see that Adam and Eve, they look and search for excuses to gather it together. And you also, you can see that it's a nature of sin that we have inherited. You have to wage war against it.
Excuses make repentance difficult and make forgiveness of sin far from mankind.
Àwáwí, ó máa ń jẹ́ kí ìrònúpìwàdà kó ṣòro ṣe, ó dẹ̀ máa ń mú ìdáríjì ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kó jìnà sí ènìyàn.
Exodus chapter 32.
Exodus orí kejìlélógún.
Chapter 32.
Orí kejì ní orí kejìlélọ́gbọ̀n.
From verse 21.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélógún.
Exodus chapter 32 from verse 21.
Exodus orí kejìlélọ́gbọ̀n. Bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélógún.
And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in fire and ground it to powder and throw it upon the water and make the children of Israel drink of it. Yes.
Exodus 32.
That's 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ ogún. Ó sì mú ẹgbọ̀rọ̀ màálù náà tí wọ́n ṣe, ó sì sun ún ní iná, ó sì lọ di etú, ó sì kó sójú omi, ó sì mú àwọn ọmọ Ísíráélì mú.
And Moses said unto Aaron, what did these people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them?
Moses fi sì wí fún Aaroni pé, kí ni àwọn ènìyàn wọ̀nyí ṣe fi ṣe ọ́ tí wọ́n fi mú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ńlá wá sórí wọn?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We all knew this story.
A mọ̀ ìtàn yìí dáradára.
When Moses went into the mountain 40 days, 40 nights.
Nígbà tí Mose lọ sí orí òkè fún 40 ọjọ́.
And before Moses came down from the mountain.
Kí Mose tó padà kó tó sọ̀kalẹ̀ láti orí òkè.
Aaron has builded a calf for the children of Israel to be worshiping.
Aaron ó ti rọ ẹgbọrọ màálù fún àwọn ọmọ Ísíráélì láti máa sìn.
And with the gravity of this great sin that they have committed.
Pẹ̀lú bíwúwo bí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yìí tí wọ́n ṣe bó ṣe ńlá tó.
That the Bible says do not bow down for any other gods apart from me.
Pé Bíbélì ṣe sọ wípé ẹ̀yin kò gbọ́dọ̀ fi orí yín balẹ̀ fún èrè kí èrè.
And they knew that God so much hates idol worshiping.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run kórìíra ìbọ̀rìṣà lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
They knew how jealous God can be in the life of anyone that is worshiping another thing apart from God.
Wọ́n mọ̀ bí Ọlọ́run ti máa ń jowó ńlá pé kí ènìyàn kó má sin Ọlọ́run kó wá lọ máa sin nǹkan míì tí ó
pọ̀ lọ́run. And Moses now came down from the mountain seeing people worshiping the idols.
Nígbà tí Mose wá sọ̀kalẹ̀ ló wá rí àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n ń foríbalẹ̀ tí wọ́n ń sin eré.
And they now ask Mr. Man that what evil has these people done to you that you make them miserable like this?
Ó sì wá ń bi Aaron pé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kí ni àwọn ènìyàn yìí ṣe ìṣiṣẹ́ tí wọ́n fi wá mú wọn sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ńlá yìí.
And brother Wòlíì Aaron now said.
And prophet Aaron said.
Let not the anger of my Lord wax hot Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief.
Wole Aaron si wi pe Aaron si wi pe ma se je ki ibinu Oluwa ni ki o gbona wo mo awon eniyan yi pe won buru.
Se ngba wa wi.
Can you listen to excuse?
Can you just go to your guy? Don't bother with your sense.
Before you mounted the mountain, you know how these people behave.
Don't be like that. Well, if you want to wear your sense, you don't know. So someone did not run away.
And the question that Moses asked Aaron is, what offense have these people done unto you that you have made them?
Yeah, well, I mean, you man, this shot, yeah, one man, girl. Tell you, Lord, my girl, you'll be on my belly, Alini. I want my nanny. So long, do I get bit of a lama? So long, get bit of a lama.
And some people will be giving excuses over their wife and their children, and they'll say, ah, see, it is these children, he's not guilty for giving him children.
Then your battery who wears a dama, but you can do the cover up, long wakakiri, and you want to wool out.
And if somebody doesn't see the graffiti of the sin that he has committed, how heavy it is, and given excuses, that person is in danger.
Verse 23, for they said unto me, make us gods, we shall go before us. Whilst for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him.
Verse 23. Àwọn ni ó sá wí fún mi pé, ṣé òrìṣà fún wa tí yóò máa ṣáájú wa bí ó ṣe ti Mose yìí ni ọkùnrin ni tí ó mú wa gòkè láti ilẹ̀ Egypt wá, àwa kò mọ ohun tí ó ṣe.
And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies.
Èmi sì wí fún wọn pé ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá ní wúrà kí wọn kí ó kan àkúrò bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n fún mi. Nígbà náà ni èmi sì sọ sínú iná ẹgbọ̀rọ̀ màálù yìí sì jáde wá. Nígbà tí Mósè sì rí pé àwọn ènìyàn náà kò ṣe ìkóso nítorí náà Aaron sì di aláì lákòóso láàrin àwọn tí ó dìde sí wọn.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He put the people of God into nakedness.
Ó fi àwọn ènìyàn náà sínú ìhòòhò.
Àwáwí ló ń sọ pé àwọn náà ni.
It is the excuse that say it is these people.
Nínú tèmi lọ́n kì í ṣe pé mi gan fẹ́ ṣe.
We deep within my heart, it's not that I wanted to do it.
Ṣùgbọ́n pressure ọmọ ló pọ̀ jù.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ti fi ẹ̀rù fún mi jù.
With the gravity of what Aaron has done.
Pẹ̀lú gbogbo ohun tí Aaron yìí tó ṣe bó ṣe wúwo tó.
Instead of him to know that he has offended God.
Dípò kó mọ̀ pé òun máa ti ṣe Ọlọ́run.
Instead of him to acknowledge himself as a criminal.
Dípò kó wá gba ara rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀daràn.
Àwọn ọmọ Ísíráélì ló tún yí ọ̀rọ̀ lé lórí pé àwọn ni. Tó bá wà ní ṣé òun sùn gbà tí wọn ò mọ̀ pé Mósè tó lọ orí òkè ó padà dé ni.
Then he was shifting the blame over the Israelites, that it was the Israelites. Was he sleeping? Didn't he know that Moses would come back?
Excuses kindle the anger of God, and it's a form of lies.
Àwárí ó máa ń ru ìbínú Ọlọ́run sókè ni àdàmọ̀ pé irọ́ sì ni.
Irọ́ ni.
It is lie.
Fashion irọ́ kan ni.
Is àdá pé lie.
Ṣẹ̀rí, nígbà tó bá ti ń béèrè ìbéèrè sàn.
When they are asking a direct question,
and you are looking for attachment, you are looking for paint, you are looking for things to paint what you have done.
O wa wa ogbo nkan to soko to mu to fi wa so di pe ko wa kun okun loda ko se lojo.
You have become a liar.
O ti di oniro.
You have become a liar.
O ti di oniro.
You don't call a spade a spade.
Ti o ba wa soju abe ni ko soro san.
Some people even they see somebody to tell them that what they have done, this is it, oh, this is the gravity, oh, this is how heavy it is, oh. They will see why, look for a way to bring it down, to make it lighter.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n bá rẹ̀ ní tó máa sọ fún ẹ pé in tó o ṣe yìí bó ṣe wúwo tó rèé bó ṣe ṣe tó rèé wọ́n á máa mú ogbó nǹkan àtamọ́tamọ̀ láti lè fà á wá sílẹ̀.
1 Samuel chapter 13.
Samuel kìíní orí kẹtàlá.
1 Samuel chapter 13.
Samuel kìíní orí kẹtàlá.
From verse 7.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
Please open to the place quickly.
Jẹ́ ká ṣí ibẹ̀ kíákíá.
1 Samuel 13:7. Some of Israel went to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. Yes.
Òmíràn nínú àwọn Hebrew gòkè odò Jordan sí ilẹ̀ Gad àti Gilead, bi o si ti se ti Saulu o wa ni Gigali sibe gbogbo eniyan na si n wa riri leyin re.
And 37 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed, but Samuel came not to Gilgal and the people were scattered from him.
O si duro ni ijo meje de akoko ti Samuel da fun sugbon Samuel ko wa si Gilgal. Awon eniyan si tuka kuro ni odo
re. And Saul said, bring it down a burnt offering to me and peace offering, and he offered the burnt offering.
Saul si wi pe mu ebo sisun ati ebo irepo na fun mi wa, o si ru bo sisun na.
And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him.
O si se bi o ti se ebo ore ati ebo sisun won ni pari si kiyesi Samuel de Saul si jade lati lo pade re ki o le.
And Samuel said, what has thou done?
Samuel si bi pe kini iwo se yi?
What has thou done?
Kini iwo se yi?
Iwo na ma fun awon kan to ba ti se ma fun loruko.
Also, all those things that you are doing, give it a name.
Ogbon ologbon fere 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 loro lo pe ra re ma fun kan to ba se na loruko.
You think you are very very wise, what you are doing, give it a name.
Ma se mu o lori be lo yondi, ma se mu o bere lo yo bo la to je.
As they were taking you, that you have done this, you are giving an excuse, finding a way out. There's nothing that you are caught with that you will not give excuse, you always have excuse. They met you where you are untying another person's goat. And they asked, what are you doing? And they said, I didn't know just happen.
Mani ta se yo ma lo ko meji wa odale mani ah odale bo ko ti de be yen ko ri be gbokan ni ki kan fi ade asalaye fun won ni ki se pa be ti di soro iranse olodun leyin o sugbon mo ko wo pe ki so tinu mi jade ni odale ni o ma fun gbogbo to ba se loruko.
And what you are doing, give it a name. You are doing something, you are biting, and you are being betrayer. And they ask you that, what have you done? You say, ah, it's not like that. It's not that I want to bye bye. It's not that I want to talk about the minister of God. What you are doing, give it a name.
And someone said, what has thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash.
Samuel si bi pe kini iwo se yi? Saul si dahun pe nitori emi ri pe awon eniyan na tuka kuro lodo mi, iwo ko si wa ni akoko ojo ti o da, awon Filistini si ko ara won jo ni Michmash.
Kini ti iwo se yi na nbere lowo e?
The question is, what is it that you have done?
Awon we ati alaye ti o ni tumo o lo se.
He was just given excuses and explanations that had no meaning. He gave God offering and a sacrifice that is not worthy to do.
He's
a king. He doesn't have to give sacrifice. So it's only Samuel that is a prophet that should do that. And Saul said, just because the prophet Samuel didn't come on time, that was why he meant to make burnt
offering. When
you have known that what you have done has implicated you and has turned to a case, instead of giving and surrendering, you are just giving excuse. The first question that God will ask anybody that goes into sin is, what is it that thou hast done? And not answering the question directly makes a sinner not going to repentance and makes forgiveness far away from such a person.
See,
this is where Saul started falling. It was not when he fought against the Amalekites. It was here because he didn't agree to what he had done, to his offense. That is what makes a sinner, when they refuse to accept the gravity of what they've done, it makes them far away from repentance, forgiveness, and even the mercy of God.
How to overcome the demon of excuse?
Being a team bori emi okukun awawi
alakoko.
The first thing,
you must humble yourself. Don't
think of yourself more than you ought to think of yourself. Don't think of yourself more than you ought to think of yourself. See, you ought to know
at koja gbogbo level mi ke ma se ma paro at my age
that I'm above that level at my age
at my
life
at my age
ni ojo ri mi
at my age physically and at my age in the Lord
ni ojo ri mi ni ipojuri ati ni ojo ri mi lati gba ti mo ti wa ninu Oluwa
tell me that I'm telling lie
e wa so fun mi pe mi paro
I ki gba asise re bi asise ohun ni o ma ti owo nu ero excuse o to ba ti le re are sile ko si gba to wo bori emi awa wi.
If you don't humble yourself and agree and accept your fault and start seeking and looking for excuse, then you have not
overcome. Because of our time, write Romans chapter 11, verse 19 to 22. To badele loka.
Nitori akoko wa ije kako Rome ori kokonla bere lati ese kankan di ni ogun titi di ikeji le
ni ogun. Ikeji ni pe ma beru Olorun ni igba gbogbo.
The second thing is fear God at all the time.
Ma beru Olorun ni igba gbogbo.
Fear God at all the time.
Si beru Olorun lenu awon to ran si o.
And fear God from the mouth of whom he has sent unto you.
Ta ba ni ko beru Olorun ko tumo ti pe o ri Olorun ti o so kale physically.
If he asks you to fear God, it's not that you will see God that will descend and you see
but
him physically.
But there are some people that God Almighty has sent to you, your mentor, your pastor, your spiritual leader. They are the ones that God is speaking to you through them. If you want to fear God, you start to fear the word of God in their mouth.
Àwọn kan ti wà tí Ọlọ́run ti rán sí ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn wòlíì rẹ àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn rẹ àwọn arákùnkọ́ṣe rẹ àwọn tó ń ṣe adarí àkóso ayé rẹ tí Ọlọ́run ti rán láti ẹnu wọn sí ayé rẹ pẹ̀lú wọn.
Number 3.
Ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kẹta.
Do not rely on yesterday comment. Run from evil doers.
Má ṣe ṣiyèlé gbogbo ohun tí wọ́n ti sọ dáadáa nípa rẹ ní àtẹ̀yìnwá ṣùgbọ́n máa sá fún àwọn oníṣẹ́ ibi.
Don't rely on your past good comments.
Má ṣiyèlé àwọn rere tí wọ́n ti sọ nípa rẹ.
Bọ̀ rí wípé o jókòó ní ibùjókò àwọn ènìyàn búburú.
But see that you don't sit in the seat of discomfort.
Rí wípé o rìn ní ìmọ̀ àwọn ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
See that you don't walk in the way of the sinners.
Rí pé kò sí àjọṣepọ̀ kankan tó wà láàárín àwọn àtàwọn oníṣẹ́ ibi.
See that you have no relationship with you and the evil doers.
Tabatabatoro oníṣẹ́ ibi àwọn mi ò dúró fáwọn àjẹ tí wọ́n pọ̀ mọ́ jẹ.
And if you talk about evil doers, some people will be thinking that it is the witches and the wizards.
Àwọn oṣó àdúgbò wọn.
And the wizards in their neighborhood.
Rárá o.
No.
Orí ẹnìkan kì í gbọ́ kì í gbà ni kò sí tọ́ka àyà ẹbí wọ́n gbèrége.
There are some people, they are yes or no, their heart is so hard in they will not And you see that some people, their heart is so hardened, they don't take to advice and they don't take to anything that they have been counseled about. And it is such a person that you are taking your seat and go and sit down and say, see, how is today's service?
Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6.
Orin Dáfídì orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ kìíní tí ìdè kẹfà.
Number 4.
Ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kẹrin.
Be truthful in your heart. Attempt to cover up leads to excuses.
Jẹ́ olótìtọ́ nínú ọkàn rẹ. Torí ìgbé adì pé o fẹ́ wá wá wí, o fẹ́ mú àwà tamọ́tamọ̀, ìyẹn kò dáa.
If you make any mistake.
Tó bá ti ṣe àṣìṣe kankan.
If you commit any sin.
Tó bá ti dẹ́ṣẹ̀ kankan.
Má ti máa presume tó sọ pé àtọ́ bá dẹ̀ ti bèrè tí màá sọ rẹ̀.
Don't have it in your heart that if they ask me question on this matter, this is the way I will answer.
Àwọn pásọ̀ wa máa lábojúkú òun ó wà bèrè láìpẹ́
yìí. I know that our pastors, they will not overlook this. They will still come and ask me. Èmi
mà kọ́ ìfẹ́ máa wá di ẹni tó gbé àpò ọrẹ yẹn kú omi tán gbé sí.
They might be asking and finding out who took that offering box away from that place.
Àwọn èrí kan ti mọ kọ́bójúkú òun mẹ́rin ó padà wá di ẹ.
They will still sit and they will not overlook it. They will still come back to you.
O ti wá cement ọkàn rẹ pé n tó sì sọ rèé.
And you have sealed up your heart that this is what you are going to say.
O ti pèlú àwáwí kalẹ̀ pé n tó sì wí rèé.
And you have gathered the ingredients together of your excuses that this is what you are going to say.
Be truthful in your heart.
Jẹ́ olótìtọ́ nínú ọkàn rẹ.
Jésù ní Nathanael nínú ẹni tí ẹ̀tàn kò sí.
And Jesus said, Nathanael, in whom there is no guard.
Palẹ̀ ọkàn rẹ mọ́ fi mọ́ kọ ilé irọ́ sínú ọkàn.
Prepare your heart and make it clean. Don't make a house of lie in your heart.
Kí ni ìwọ ṣe ìsàn án ni kó o lọ pa èyí tí mo ṣe ó burú jáì.
Then they ask you, what is it that thou hast done? You say, this thing that I have done is very, very bad.
Kì í ṣe nínú ọkàn èké o. Kì í ṣe pé nínú ètè lórí ètè lásán.
It's not in the heart of deceit or just with words of mouth.
Wà á máa rí pé tí ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run bá fi lè sọ pé tó ṣe yìí ò dáa bí ọmọ Ọlọ́run kan tó dúró lẹ́gbẹ́ rẹ̀ sọ pé kó lẹ́sẹ̀ wá wọ bàtà yìí. Kó wá máa nà bàtà tí mo ti wọ̀ wá láti ìgbà láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ Glorious Assembly. Onílẹ̀ ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wá rí. O rí pé mo ti lè pọ́ìntì ẹ̀ sí ọ yẹn. Ẹ̀rọ kan ti wà ń bẹ̀.
And if a minister of God, a child of God, asks you and say, what is it that you have done? How are you wearing your sandal like this? And you ask, the answer is that, see this sandal, the one I've been wearing since all these days, have you just seen it? And they ask you, what kind of edgy are you wearing? What kind of hat are you putting on? And you say, oh, see our pastors. See this hat. I've been putting it on. It's just that I don't use it all the time.
Oh, Rebecca.
And you didn't even say, sir, for you to see this and point it out, then I will make correction. For you to they tell you that what you have done, they have pointed it out. And don't seal your for your heart and cement it that every time they all have to complain. Maybe a dress or a shoe that you have put on, or even people have admired on you. But a minister of God comes to tell you that, what is this you are wearing? Even the minister of God might not be able to explain. But maybe that dress or that shoe has been manipulated. You may not know.
Don't cover up your mistakes. Don't try to cover up your mistakes.
And you are saying in your heart that, if I say this out now, this will turn to shame. It is better it turns to shame now, so that you will not go and face it. The shameful shame, even in hellfire. Because of that shame, or the one that you face now is temporary. Then, see from the first Samuel that we read about Saul, it was there that God turned the kingdom of David. Now, which one prophet? Now, which one is profitable? Instead of Saul to accept the blame and even to face the consequences of the shame, he didn't even think like that. Even when he would be asked, have you done? He said, yes, I have done something that is shameful. He didn't do like.
Release yourself for correction.
This one makes God to go into the fifth point.
My dear brethren, there's one level you can attain in your spiritual career. There is no high you can be in your spiritual career that you won't see somebody that will be correcting your life.
If you don't see anybody to correct your life, now you see yourself as you are too high, you are the apostle, you are the bishop, you are the prophet. From that day you are beginning to fall.
There is no position you can attain in the Lord. Prepare your heart always that somebody must correct me.
Even your children can correct you. Very well. Then he said, mommy, the way you said you are going to do it, that's not how you are doing it now.
But the arrogance about the rubu or you don't work out.
And fear me, Belagabat, and you're not telling the child that, see, you met me in the Lord, you met me in the service of the Lord. I said, what is wrong with you?
Even some people have some selected pastor in the church that can correct them. Oh, Burugan.
I want to say, why Lulu Shagutan? Tell me about winning you, Buru, this is very bad.
Hello, me, so much in one, that's over your gap, but over I go with Ovia. Tell me about this of a single pastor, low boy. Tell me about this of a pastor, I'm going to get it. Tell me about this of a single pastor. No, so like it, I'm to Buruni.
And for some people inside the church, if they are dragging their chairs, and you say, Pastor so and so, he said, tell you, he said, eh, what? What is it? But immediately you say, a senior pastor, then they stand still. It is very, very bad. And you have selected some pastors and put them in one segment. And there are some that you have selected that this one, it has to do with Brazil. I will fear this one. It's very, very bad.
A brother in the church must be able to correct a child of God. Anybody, usher, anyone must be able to correct you. Anybody should be able to correct you.
Ninu ijo tabi enikeni kodà ko jẹ
asọna
tabi eni to sese de o ye ko le to sona ko se atuse aye re
bo se wa lo eh ah ko lo sa anu fun mi e ma se o oruko jesu oju yin o ni fo ba se n dele bayi ni ma lo sa se o ni ah alele e to ese de short de pa wa gan ese wa su ro ku ada fun ni.
And somebody to tell you that this your beret is dirty, you should have made it clean a little bit. And instead of you to say, ah, thank you, I'll make correction, what you are saying is that a newcomer, somebody you are just preaching repentance unto, you are not serious.
Number 6, always seek God's mercy.
Ma bere fun anu Olorun ni gbogbo
pa. Always seek God's mercy.
Ma wa anu Olorun ko si ma bere fun ni gbogbo pa.
Any time, any moment, seek God's mercy.
Ni gbogbo pa, ni gbogbo akoko, ma bere fun anu Oluwa.
Even if you make any mistake.
Koda akoko se asise ki asise.
Fall on the side of the mercy of the Lord.
Ma subu si ati anu Olorun.
Ma bo si abala awon tin jirebe wa oju Olorun.
Then God, go on to the side of those who are seeking God and asking for mercy. Then don't become so hardened that you'll not be able to correct. And fall into the side of mercy, one of our mother will say, ah, my head cannot carry it.
And you
become a dry fish, then you are so hardened to the extent that you cannot be softened or straightened.
Ṣùgbọ́n irú ìbáwí yòókù owó kan lè máa rí pé ó bọ́ sí abala ibi abala àánú Ọlọ́run.
Whatever the rebuke or the chastisement, see that you fall into the side of the mercy of God.
Dangers in giving excuse.
Ewu tó wà nínú kéèyàn máa ṣe àwáwí.
Ó máa ń jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run ó pààrọ̀ èèyàn.
It makes God to replace one.
Ó máa ń jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run ó pààrọ̀ èèyàn.
It makes God to replace one.
Nínú ìwé Samuel kìíní orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá.
In that first Samuel chapter 13 verse 14. That Bible passage that we read the other time.
Ṣé ọmọ kó lè máa wò pé àkínú àní Sọ́ọ̀lù tí ìṣe bí Ọlọ́run náà lórúbọ sí.
Now you cannot be asking that, what is it that God, that Saul has done unto God? Is it not God that you offer sacrifice unto?
Òótọ́ ni Samuel pé ọjọ́ tó lóun ó dé kò tètè dé. Ó ti wà lọ kán àwọn Filistini má bàa kógun wá báhun. Ó ti wà lọ rú ẹbọ sí bọ́lọ́ náà lọ rú ẹbọ sí tóun kó lè máa fojú pé ó simple kó máa fojú ẹ̀ wò.
You might be looking at it that is very, very simple. That what is it that Saul has done? Is it not unto God that you offered so that the Philistines will not hold them in captive? And you are saying that, ah, what offense?
Ìgbà mi wà tó pé kìí ṣe tí ẹlòmíì ṣe gangan ni wàhálà.
And it, most of the time, it's not what that people have done that is the problem. It's not that deed or character that is the problem. But the way they have handled what they have done. When they are being rebuked, with what heart are they used to receive it? When they are supposed to give name unto what they have done, how did they handle it? When Samuel had Saul, what is that thou had done? Instead of grabbing the feet of Samuel, say it is an error. See, it's only that God I'm asking for mercy. What I have done is a great mistake. And he was just giving an excuse. You also came late. Can't you see the time? You came late. And the Philistines, I don't want them to prevail against us and held us captive. That is why I offered unto God. Is it not I offered it?
Samuel wanted.
Samuel said, eh?
Samuel
And it was that moment, instead of Saul to humble himself and grab his feet, and he was just giving an excuse. You see, it is just at that moment, some people will be having it in their heart that, what is it? It's my life in their hand. I have a good relationship with God. And yet, they will not even take to the world what the counsel of the ministers of God are. They will say, see, my life is good with God. And it was that moment that Saul told Saul that, see, your government has been turned into pieces and given unto another person. Who was David?
Allah was there. They need to be committee of God, be committee of angels. Allah would be not allowed to stand before. Carry on.
And it was there, God, he didn't even bother to consult any committee or gather them together. It was just at that point, I said, see, your kingdom has been torn into pieces. Some are in the book of Luke chapter
9.
Starting from verse
51.
And the Bible says that a man called unto a feast and said, you should gather people. And even for coming to that feast, some were giving an excuse that I just married, I need to be with my bride. And some said, I just built a house, I need to move, please clear the way and let me go. And Jesus said, for everyone, every soul that gave excuse for the feast of the Lord will have their part and portion in the lake of fire. He said, go into the street and go and gather people and use it to replace them. God can replace the ministry of some people. God can tear the kingdom of some people. God will use another person to replace someone if you start giving excuse. And the second point is the anger of God, the wrath of God. And if Jesus could just could not have a part and portion, that means they will not have any part or portion in the rapture of the saints. They will not have any part or portion in the feast of the bridegroom. I don't know what you have done. As you are seated there, you are still sitting on excuses. If they hold you by your hand, you just give excuse. There is nothing that they can say. You have an excuse. It is a demon, and it has been inherited from Adam and Eve. There is nothing that you do as a husband, you shift the blame or the blame over your wife. And even as a wife, there is nothing that you will do, you shift the blame over your husband. If you refuse to wage war against the demon of excuse, it will send that person into the place where he or she doesn't want. Please let's rise unto our feet. Let's rise unto our feet. I don't know whether this demon is raining in your heart, that there is no way that they catch you, for you always keep excuse. You will seek it and you find it together. You call the name of Jesus 3 times. You say, God, deliver me today. God, deliver me today. Deliver me from the demon of excuse. I want to send me to hellfire. Even as you are standing there, you are even giving an excuse. As the Holy Spirit has been pointing to you in this area, you are telling the Holy Spirit that, no, it is not this aspect they are talking about. You call the name of Jesus Christ 3 times. Call the name of He that came into this world so that you can be saved. Lord, that said His blood. Jesus, my Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me from the demon that has you. And set me free totally. You are the Jesus.
Oh my God.